We've got about 36 dogs in total, ranging from general purpose dogs, which are our bigger ones, the German Shepherds and Malinois, to specialist search dogs such as Cocker Spaniels, Labradors, mixed breeds, Springer Spaniels even. So the idea of the fund is, you know, that the big dogs tend to retire between the ages of 7 and 8. The smaller dogs can go a little bit longer because it's not as demanding a role. While they're working, everything's paid for. When they retire, there's nothing in place. So it's a bit of a pension fund, really, we've set up for them. So there's, because we do rehome some members of the public as well.
Now, as a dog handler yourself, I imagine the relationship you build up with the dogs you work with, it must be really unique, really special.
Absolutely. You have an incredible bond, and you need that bond as well for the dog to be able to work for you. You spend more time with your animals than you do with your family. They're with you all the time. They live with us at home. They come to work with you. You've got them on your days off. So you do form an incredible bond.
I'm just looking at your website now, www.pawsup.org.uk, and I see you've got a couple of new recruits.
We have. The latest two on the books are police dogs Ty and Spike, both German Shepherds, so they're straight out. In fact, the dogs that they've replaced is a sort of typical example of what can happen to our dogs when they retire. One of the handlers has kept their retiring dog, and one of the handlers has rehomed one to a colleague, actually, a non-dog handler, but a colleague. So it really is whatever's best for that dog. And a lot of people will think, oh, how could you give up a dog after all that time? Well, it really is. We've got to bear in mind that animal's quality of life. And sometimes they can have a better quality of life being rehomed to a young family, someone that can give them more time than a serving police officer working shift patterns. So, yeah, whatever works best for that dog.
Well, if you go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/bishopfm, you'll actually see the picture of Dixie that I put up there. Because, I mean, the beautiful, beautiful animals. But when they're working, they're quite impressive creatures.
They are. And you've got to differentiate between they're not dangerous, they're not out of control, they're very well trained. And most, pretty much all of them really, are very, very balanced dogs. And it's chalk and cheese between work and home life. And most adapt to retired life very well. So we do have a lot of people wanting to take on retired police dogs, and it's become more so since we've become more public with the fund as well. So we do lots of, you know, quite stringent home checks and checks on the persons, and we really do try and marry up the ideal dog for the family as well.
Now, one of the big reasons I put a picture up this morning, Ian, was to sort of remind people just how magnificent and how beautiful these animals are, because you've got a 2015 calendar out.
We do. This is our second calendar. It was a bit of a last-minute thing last year. We have all sorts of merchandise that we help use to sell to raise funds and promote the cause. Last year, some calendar sold very well, albeit it was a bit of a last-minute rush to get it done. So we were a little bit more organised this year. We've held a couple of photographic events, and we have some very talented photographers that help us out. And we put on a couple of bespoke training days, if you like, throughout the year. So we have photographic societies and clubs come photograph the dogs at our events or a training day. And it's a great opportunity for the photographers. It's something they wouldn't normally be able to get up close and personal to. So they get a lot from it, and we get to use the images for any purposes. And one of them, as well as using them on merchandise or in our presentations or stuff at work, but one of the main reasons for these days is to produce images for our calendar. And this year's was, I think, terrific. We've got some superb images in there.
Absolutely. Now, how do people get hold of the calendar, should they want one?
Various ways. Probably the easiest, if you're not local to Durham, is going on the website, pawsup.org.uk. Just go into the shop and they can be ordered on there. £5 plus postage and packing, £8 in total. Great value. It's a big calendar. They are A3, very, very good quality. You know, they're decent size as well. We also have them for sale at our police headquarters at Akeley Heads on the reception. There's a couple of veterinary centres local to Durham and Chester Street area that are selling them for us. Follow us on Twitter at Durham Police K9. We're always doing some advertising or letting people know, and there's some good examples of some of the pictures on our Twitter page as well.
Ian Squire, dog handler from Durham Constabulary, thank you very much for your time this morning.